Foreign fishing fleets left a mark on a marine ecosystem 30 years ago that can still be seen today. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. In the 1970s, industrial fishing operations, mostly from the former Soviet bloc, worked the waters off southwestern Africa, and they worked them hard. Biologists say they pulled almost all of the sardines from the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Namibia, and this heavy-duty fishing caused permanent damage to the marine ecosystem. Andrew Bakken is a marine biologist at the University of Miami in Florida. He's been studying the lingering impact of the overfishing.
We know it happened about three decades ago when the Soviet bloc had these far sea fisheries and they went all over the world to places like Namibia and just went in there and caught all the fish they could. They called it pulse fishing. In other words, you go to an area, you catch all the fish, and you go away and don't come back for about 10 years until the fish come back.
In the case of Namibia, the sardine numbers never rebounded. Bakken says sardines were especially important to the marine ecosystem. They consumed algae in the water, and without the sardines, the algae are now out of control. These microscopic plants eventually die and sink to the ocean floor. As they rot, toxic gases accumulate, and ultimately they rise to the surface in enormous eruptions. Bakken says these eruptions leach oxygen out of the water, and one major eruption killed an estimated 2 billion fish.
It's one of the problems that we run into as we are altering our environment without understanding all the consequences.
Bakken says this kind of situation should be a warning. He says our activities sometimes stress marine environments with consequences we have never considered. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.